Liberal Party of Canada have dominated the inner portions of the city federally for the last decade. Liberals swept every single seat in Toronto in the 2015 federal election. But as time has gone on and Trudeau began to lose the country's confidence, things started to slip.
There's been a pretty big upset in the riding of Toronto-St. Paul's.
Dawn Stewart has won the longtime Liberal stronghold. This is a stunning result in a seat the Liberals have held for more than 30 years.
There is no way, Nick, to overstate how significant politically this outcome is. This is probably one of the top five safest seats in the entire country for the Liberals.
News reports in the summer found Conservative Dawn Stewart's by-election win in the Toronto-St. Paul's riding shocking. But many residents welcomed the change. Now it's a year later. New leadership and tariff threats have revived some Liberal hopes. Diverging poll numbers project a very likely Liberal majority with an 85% probability rate. And this morning, the race is tightening. The latest Nanos data released Thursday night has shown the Conservatives closing the gap with the Liberals. So where does that leave Toronto? Andrew McDougall is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Toronto Scarborough, with expertise in Canadian federalism and Conservative leadership. He says with Mark Carney now leading the Liberal Party, the polls are like night and day. Andrew joined Met Radio in studio. Here's our conversation. Hi, Andrew. Thank you so much for coming on CJTM.
Pleasure to be here.
I wanted to talk to you today, Andrew, a little bit about what we're seeing in Toronto's ridings. I want to start with the by-election loss in Toronto-St. Paul's. Yeah, that happened over the summer. I'm wondering if you could maybe walk me through that. Liberals had held that seat since 1993, then in came Conservative candidate Dawn Stewart. What do you think happened there?
Yeah, that was really, really interesting. And it was a real shock, I think, for observers of Canadian politics. It had been held by Carolyn Bennett for a very, very long time. And she was a very long-standing, established Liberal cabinet member. She had held that riding for ages. And St. Paul's, was known as a Liberal riding. It was sort of one of the jewels of the crown for the Liberals. And so when there was a by-election that was held there, the expectation was that the Liberals would run away with it. So when it actually turned out that not only was it, not a close race, it was, it was close, but in the end of the day, when they actually lost it, that was seen as being, really something that was very unexpected and frankly had a deeper message that the public was becoming very dissatisfied with the Liberal government of Justin Trudeau. And it really sort of threw into question whether or not he was going to be able to lead the party into the next election. It wasn't the only urban riding that they'd lost either. There was one in Montreal as well that they should have won that they also lost. And it sort of contributed to a story that the Liberals were facing, that they were sort of out of steam. The polls were not looking so great. They were losing these safe ridings. And, it really painted a very dire picture for the Liberals.
Yeah. Now that Mark Carney has stepped in, he's leading the Liberal Party now. Has that changed anything?
Yeah, for right now, it looks pretty night and day, to be honest with you. The polls have completely reversed. And, the indications are that the Liberals have really returned to their sort of historic popularity in some of these traditional ridings for them, which are sort of the urban ridings and sort of Toronto, Montreal, and so forth. Now, there were a couple things, obviously, that are going on here. The first is that, Trudeau's gone. So, it lends some credence to the argument that, it was really him that people were dissatisfied with after he'd been powerful about 10 years. But, fundamentally, I think a big thing here is the Trump factor from the United States.
Right.
Carney is, from what we can tell, is really seen by, a huge percentage of Canadians, certainly traditional Liberal voters, as being the best person to negotiate against Donald Trump. And as a result, you've really seen a really complete switch from where we were just a couple of months ago.
Polls find Liberals with a 10-point lead right now in Ontario, so we're definitely, we're seeing that discrepancy. Are we seeing more polarization this election, do you think, than we have in the past? It sort of seems like it's a two-horse race right now.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. We're all watching this in real time, and so it's difficult to draw some conclusions because there's some really sort of historic swings that are happening here. The Liberals really did look like they were, sort of left for dead just a couple of months ago. It was, they were way down in sort of a 20% or so, and they were losing these like core ridings and so forth. And now that seems to have almost totally reversed. Now, there's a couple of interesting things about this. Although the Conservatives do seem to have lost some votes, they're not really that far behind, to be honest with you. I mean, they're still polling in the high 30s, and in other contexts, that would be enough to get, a minority or even a majority in government with some of these polls. So, they're not doing quite as well. They certainly don't have the lead, but they're not doing hugely badly either. But what we've definitely seen is a sort of stampede away as well from the NDP and from the Bloc. And that has definitely benefited the Liberals. So it is, I think, a two-horse race right now. And I think people are kind of watching to see, how durable is that, kind of exploring the reasons kind of behind that. I think the Carney factor is a big one. The Trump factor is a big one. I think the Liberals and the Conservatives are close enough that it's still a little early to make a final call about who's going to win.
You said that the Conservatives, are not that far behind, despite what we're seeing in the polls. I've heard a lot of discussion about, these diverging polling numbers. Are they so accurate? Conservative strategists and candidates have said public opinion polls aren't matching what they're hearing from voters. You're seeing people turn out to these huge Poilievre rallies. There were like 15,000 people in Edmonton for a Canada First rally on Monday. How do you make sense of this discrepancy? And do you think that this makes any difference? Are the polls pulling their weight in this election?
It's a good question. I've been through, I think we've all been through elections where the polls had it dead on and elections where they were way off, right? So, until we actually get the final result, it's always sort of hard to tell. When a party is not doing well in the polls, they will always dismiss them and say, well, we've heard about something else, or, you just wait, or, whatever, and kind of play them down. Of course, when they're ahead in the polls, it'll be the first thing they want to talk about. Look at all this good news that we have here. So there's always going to be that part of it. I definitely think that, right now it looks like it's Carney's to lose, but we still have, a couple of weeks left here. And the Conservatives are not that far behind. So, it's a possibility that that on election night we could see some surprises. But for right now, it really does look like the Liberals have pulled ahead.
Premier Doug Ford has been very vocal about his support for Carney. He's been speaking very highly. They've been having brunch together. They've been going to talk to Trump together. Do you think that's had any effect on voters?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of theories that I think people are sort of, attracted to right now. One is he is, to a degree, a change candidate. Trudeau is now gone. And so with a new leader, the Liberals have got somebody else, a fresh face, where they can kind of present their message. And so I think, to a degree, there's that part of it. But Carney is also, he's a very well-known figure and kind of a global figure. And, Canadians know him from his time when he was the governor of the Bank of Canada, a job that he was seen as doing very successfully. They know him as being the former governor of the Bank of England during a tough time during Brexit. So he was, quite visible during that. And so, given that background and given that Canadians now feel that they're facing, an economic crisis, given, the breakup of the trade relationship, the argument is that, he's the man of the hour, that, he has got the skill set and the resume to deal with the Trump administration in a way that very few people have got. Although Pierre Poilievre is, a very experienced politician and he's been, around for quite a while, it looks like Canadians don't really associate him as much with the skill set that they feel the leader's going to need going into the next, next couple of years. So the message that Carney has been sending is, you know, I'm the one to deal with Trump. I'm the one to manage the economic crisis. That seems to have really resonated in a way that the conservative message has not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate your insight.
It was a pleasure.
You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM. This episode was produced by yours truly, Mia Johnson, with the Local Journalism Initiative. The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston, and additional music courtesy of Audio Hero.